Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 9th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Hope for children. Successful pediatric DCD heart transplantation using hypothermic oxygenated perfusion. This article describes the successful clinical adoption of hypothermic oxygenated perfusion, HOPE, for pediatric donation after circulatory death, DCD, heart transplantation in the UK and Belgium. This innovative approach aims to address the increasing demand for pediatric heart transplants and the high waiting list mortality in children with advanced heart failure. While the full clinical outcome data are not detailed, the method is presented as successfully implemented, allowing for an expansion of the donor pool for life-saving pediatric transplantation. This represents a significant advancement towards improving access to organ transplantation for pediatric patients. Article number 2. Implementing HeartPal, design and early results of a specialized care delivery model for advancing palliative care in advanced heart disease populations. This article details the design, implementation, and early outcomes of HeartPal, an interprofessional palliative care service embedded within an advanced heart disease program. Launched in 2019, HeartPal utilizes a team including a nurse practitioner, social worker, and palliative care physician to deliver longitudinal care across inpatient and outpatient settings. Early results indicate the feasibility and potential effectiveness of this specialty-aligned model in addressing high symptom burden and complex care decisions for patients with advanced heart disease. This embedded approach may serve as a replicable model to improve palliative care access within cardiology. Article number 3. Intracardiac versus transesophageal echocardiography in atrial fibrillation ablation, a randomized clinical trial. This multicenter randomized clinical trial was conducted to determine if intracardiac echocardiography, ICE, is non-inferior to transesophageal echocardiography, TEE, for thrombus screening prior to atrial fibrillation ablation. The study, conducted across 10 hospitals in China, aimed to assess whether ICE could offer comparable safety in preventing periprocedural thromboembolic events, potentially with procedural advantages over TEE. While the abstract does not provide the specific clinical outcomes, the trial design focuses on a critical safety aspect of atrial fibrillation ablation, with results pending to inform future imaging guidance strategies. Article number 4. Contributions of common, rare, and somatic genetic variants to incidence of atrial fibrillation. This cohort study, utilizing whole genome sequence data from participants of the UK Biobank, examined the individual and combined contributions of polygenic, monogenic and somatic genetic variants to the incidence of atrial fibrillation. The researchers successfully developed an integrated genomic model for atrial fibrillation, IgMAF, for improved risk prediction. Key findings elucidate the complex genetic architecture of atrial fibrillation, demonstrating that incorporating these diverse genetic components significantly enhances the ability to predict an individual's risk for developing the condition. This advancement offers a more comprehensive understanding of atrial fibrillation pathophysiology and holds promise for precision medicine. Article number 5. Phenomapping in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction to identify subpopulations with high residual risk, a Victoria substudy. This VICTORIA substudy used multimodality data, including clinical, electrocardiographic, ECG, echocardiographic, biomarker, and targeted proteomics data to identify unique heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HEF.REF, subpopulations with high residual risk. Through agglomerative hierarchical clustering, the study successfully identified distinct patient subgroups that remain at elevated risk for heart failure hospitalizations and cardiovascular death, despite current therapies. These findings highlight the heterogeneity within the heart failure with reduced ejection fraction population and underscore the need for more tailored, risk-stratified management strategies to improve outcomes. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.